I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Chinese President Hu Jintao got the full red carpet treatment at the White House today, and that was before the state dinner in his honor tonight. President Obama welcomed Hu with full military honors before the two men met to discuss the challenges they face in everything from trade to human rights. Then the presidents held a rare joint press conference. Hu said his country has made enormous progress on human rights, but admitted there is still a lot of room for improvement. Mr. Obama announced that China will buy lots of U.S.-made products, $45 billion worth. We'll look at how the Chinese are viewing this historic meeting, but first, the world's China correspondent, Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing. She says Hu's current visit is already an improvement over previous U.S.-China summits.
The tone is much warmer than when President Obama visited China in November 2009. And that's seen in everything from the way President Obama has his hand on President Hu's back when they're walking in public to Hu Jintao's way of speaking at the news conference and actually in his comments this morning as well. It was a much more friendly exchange, looking more for common ground, looking for ways of cooperating while still staking some ground of saying, look, on the U.S. side, human rights is a core interest for us, and we will continue to raise it. On the Chinese side, you should respect our sovereignty. You should respect our approach to development and not try to change us.
Well, let's have a listen to a bit of the press conference today. It was a rare one for China's leader. Here he is having to respond to a question about his country's human rights record.
China recognizes and also respects the universality of human rights. And at the same time, we do believe that we also need to take into account the different national circumstances when it comes to the universal value of human rights.
Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing, is that the sort of answer we should have expected to a question on human rights for a Chinese president?
Absolutely, because the Chinese position on this, the Chinese government's position on this over many years has been, when we talk about human rights, we're talking about the collective good. We're talking about lifting hundreds of millions of people out of poverty. We're talking about, you know, trying to do what we can for the entire population. And the Chinese government says that individual rights, political rights, are seen differently in different places. And in China, where the Chinese Communist Party says it stresses the common good, these rights are need to be taken into account in a different way. President Obama, in his comments, said, we don't see it that way. We see this as being a universal set of human rights that China actually signed on to but didn't ratify, and that the United States will continue to raise these issues when it sees violations of them.
Well, the posturing between the two leaders during the press conference just seems so warm. I mean, and I don't know if I've ever heard the words cooperation and collaboration uttered so many times in the course of 30 minutes. But as for the spirit of this visit, especially when it comes to these issues of human rights and freedom of expression, how would you characterize it, Mary Kay?
Okay, well, I think each side set out what its core interests and core values are. But what's different this time compared to when President Obama was in China in November 2009 and compared to this past year when China's used a much more muscular diplomacy and has kind of thrown its weight around is that both sides seem to realize that there needs to be a more cooperative, collaborative tone to this very important relationship to make sure that in the future misunderstandings don't occur that could lead to hostilities that neither side wants.
The world's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing talking about day two of Chinese leader Hu Jintao's official state visit to the U.S. Much appreciated, Mary Kay. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.